We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, veg-embracing viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, physicians from Jordan provide assistance to citizens in Somalia. In cultural news, Tonga's National Day is celebrated. In Veg News, a popular United Arab Emirates news service highlights the many benefits of the plant-based diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 4th, is the birthday of the President of Mali, His Excellency Amadou Toumani Touré. Born in 1948 in Moti, Mali, President Touré helped to bring democracy to his country and has been an advocate for public health and youth concerns. The Grand Cross of the National Order of Liberia in 2011 is one of the many honors His Excellency has received. Today is also the birthday of the President of Romania, His Excellency Traian Băsescu, born in Mufta, Romania in 1951. During President Băsescu's leadership, Romania became a member of the European Union. His Excellency is also supportive of sustainable power resources and increasing energy efficiency to halt the effects of climate change. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellencies, President Amadou Toumani and President Traian Băsescu, for your commitment to enhancing the lives of your fellow citizens. We wish Your Excellencies a blessed and happy birthday celebrated with cherry twigs.
November 4th is the first day of Hajj, the largest yearly pilgrimage in the world in which Muslims travel to Mecca, Saudi Arabia. The five pillars of Islam explain that it is a duty every Muslim must carry out once during his or her lifetime, if possible. Many rituals are performed to prepare and purify oneself before reaching Mecca. The central point of the Hajj is the Holy Mosque or Masjid al-Haram in Mecca. For part of the ceremony, Muslim devotees circle Kaaba, located in the Holy Mosque, seven times. The Kaaba is considered the holiest site in Islam. May all devoted brothers and sisters of the Muslim faith be blessed abundantly by Allah during this holy Hajj.
Hawaiian News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from Guatemala. Since October 12th, heavy rains resulting from a tropical depression throughout Central America and Southern Mexico claimed the lives of nearly 100 people, with states of emergency declared as hundreds of thousands of residents were displaced in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica.
Nosotros estamos sufriendo bastante. Ahí pues tuvimos bastante pérdida. Yo pierdo ya más de dos camionadas de maíz y así mis compañeros también.
Guatemala was among the hardest hit as overflowing rivers caused crop losses and destruction of over 2,100 homes and infrastructure. Fortunately, of the 13,000 affected, those in need of evacuation were helped by the government. However, since then, diseases have begun to spread, especially among children, due to conditions following the storms.
Lo ha hecho a cada 18, a cada 20 años. Ahora ha sido más frecuente. A cada año, a cada dos años, durante tres décadas.
Hemos estado sufriendo ya varios años, ha llegado la llena a nuestras viviendas. Nos ha tocado que salir como unas tres o cuatro veces.
Expressing her love and sorrowful prayers for the affected region, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members in the affected countries please find out if help was required and to go to comfort the flood-stricken, pledging $50,000 in urgent aid for wherever it was most needed. This amount could obtain $422,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States based on the region's average cost of living. Of this donation, $10,000 went toward Guatemala, and Supreme Master Qinghai also reimbursed travel and related expenses of $1,580 for our association's relief team, whose members arrived from Costa Rica.
We With the cooperation and help of the Guatemalan National Coordination for Disaster Reduction, or CONRED, the Civil Defense, Red Cross, and First Scouts, 555 food packages were packed to last up to 2 weeks. Items included rice, beans, corn flour, noodles, cooking oil, salt, sugar, oatmeal, and coffee. Representatives from the organizations also helped locate a total of 9 communities whose situations were the most desperate, with many that could only be reached by difficult roads and some that had to be accessed by boat.
Le damos muchas gracias a la maestra Ching Hai que nos trajo todas las cosas aquí.
Y agradecemos siempre, verdad, a esta asociación de la maestra Suprema Ching Hai que ha tenido a bien y en su corazón, verdad, que Dios siempre hace el impulso de dar estas ayudas.
With thanks for the response of all officials, organizations, and individuals in assisting the disaster afflicted, we join in gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's detailed care and for the help of our association's relief team. May such calamitous events be eased through our joint efforts to be more conscientious stewards of the ecosphere.
Lives lost to heavy rains in Oman. As of Wednesday, November 2nd, at least 6 people had perished after torrential rains set off major flooding in the northern coastal regions. The fatalities, including a mother and child, occurred in Albertina region and the town of Jalan Bani Bu Ali, as parts of Wadi Kabir and Mutra in Muscat Governorate, as well as the capital Muscat, were also inundated. Roads were thrown into chaos during peak hours, and rescue crews had to move patients from Muscat's Al Nahda Hospital, where floodwaters reached knee-deep in some wards.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please find out from regional governments whether assistance is required, saying that financial aid is available for urgent necessities. She also asked that they please go, if possible, to help the most vulnerable.
Our appreciation, rescue teams and other personnel responding to the disaster, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate concern. With Allah's grace, may our greater consideration for all beings help restore the balance of our shared planetary home.
Peruvian town hit by destructive aftershocks following quake. On Tuesday night, November 1st, the town of Ica was jolted by a 4.5 magnitude aftershock as the 18th major one to hit following a magnitude 6.9 quake the previous Friday, with over 300 aftershocks of lesser magnitude that had also occurred. Officials as of Wednesday reported that one person had perished, with more than 100 requiring hospital treatment for injuries and at least 1,700 affected.
According to the National Civil Defense Institute, some 68 primarily adobe homes had collapsed and another 268 were rendered uninhabitable as hundreds more were damaged. With the region still recovering from a 2007 tembela in which 500 people died, Friday's quake was felt at least 268 kilometers away in the capital Lima, where 9 injuries were also reported. The Peruvian government, meanwhile, dispatched army engineering battalions to assist police in helping those rendered homeless.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed and to go, if possible, to render support to the most desperate, adding that emergency funds are available.
Our appreciation, Peruvian officials and personnel working to aid the quake-hit residents, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted concern, wishing the injured a smooth recovery and that such devastating events may quickly cease through humanity's kinder care of the earth as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Vào giỏ em rụng rời, không phương gì chăn trở. Ôi địa ngục nào đây, tôi hỡi hùng tên xiết. Mẹ ơi, mẹ cứu con, chú ơi, mau bảo vệ chú đời tôi non bé. Mẹ tôi kêu nào hùng, mắt đẫm tràn thế. Trời cao không chưa hết nỗi đau đớn đoạn trường. Rằng ngỡ người thương thường nuôi nắng tôi lớn khôn, nào hay đâu tạm, toàn chỉ là bán buôn. Mai này thân tan nát, thịt xương tôi cực hình, cho người vui hê hà trong tiệc rượu linh đình. Con người và con ai tôi chúng thọ đời dài, cho gia đình sum họp khỏi đau đớn. Kiếp kiếp được làm người, cho đừng sanh làm lợn, nhân phố trà vây hoài.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 446. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Tuesday, November 1st, 5 years after a ceasefire that had concluded a decade-long civil war, Prime Minister Baburam Bhattarai and other political party leaders signed a landmark peace agreement. This accord will allow Maoists, who had participated in the historical conflict, to be released from containment camps, as well as pave the way for a new constitution. The former soldiers are voluntarily relinquishing their weapons, with peace and reconciliation commissions that are also being formed. Our accolades, Your Excellencies, for this agreement to further national unity and peace. Wishing the freed persons many productive new chapters in life, as your government flourishes in benefit for all people in Nepal.
Pakistan awards India Most Favored Nation status, following a mutual commitment in September 2011 by both countries to increase bilateral trade to $6 billion over the next 3 years. Pakistan's cabinet members on Wednesday, November 2nd, unanimously approved a Most Favored Nation status for India. This ranking, which India had some years ago also granted to Pakistan, further encourages bilateral trade through lower tariffs and other measures. The decision, which received support from Pakistan's military, is also expected to help advance peace talks over the disputed Kashmir region near the two countries' shared border. We are glad to know of the Pakistani government's decision to further expand relations with neighboring India. May such steps continue for the evermore harmony, prosperity, and friendship of the people of both your nations.
All passengers safe after crash landing in Poland. On Tuesday, November 1st, an LOT Airlines plane carrying 231 passengers from Newark, New Jersey, USA, landed safely on a landing strip in the Warsaw airport after its landing gear failed to open. An arriving fire brigade was able to quickly extinguish small blazes that erupted from sparks that flew when the plane was landing, and all passengers emerged without injury. As the aircraft's pilot, Captain Tadeusz Wrona, was commended for his expertise in bringing the plane down smoothly, the captain remarked on his immense relief upon knowing that all passengers had made a safe exit. Our hats off and a big salute, Captain Wrona, as we also thank all emergency personnel for your swift assistance, wishing both the passengers and crew many celebrations of life in the cherished company of loved ones.
Save Our Planet. The International Institute of Tropical Agriculture announces on October 28, 2011, the introduction of an intercropping technique in Rwanda, where farmers grow banana trees alongside coffee bushes to help fertilize the soil in efforts to adapt and safeguard against the harms of climate change.
Save Our Planet. A group of eco-advocates in Africa are setting out on November 9, 2011 on a journey across 10 countries in an effort to raise support and collect signatures for the African People's Petition on Climate Change to be presented to South Africa's President Jacob Zuma for the upcoming UN Climate Talks.
It's me, Charlie the Chipmunk, and I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. I'd like to share a tip for the home chef. For a recipe card holder, here's an idea. Take a tall glass and put a fork handle side down inside the glass. Place the card in the prongs of the fork to keep it clean and easy to read. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
Humanitarian news. Physicians from Jordan assist Somalis. As part of a Jordanian campaign, 10 medical specialists went to Somalia to provide care for those affected by the famine and drought. This follows a 10 metric ton shipment of relief aid and medical equipment sent to the East African country through the Royal Jordanian Air Force. Our gratitude, Jordanian physicians and the Royal Jordanian Air Force, for your dedication to helping those in need. May the kind-hearted people of Somalia be blessed with abundant sustenance and a bright future on a sustainable earth.
In cultural news, today is Tonga's National Day, celebrating the adoption of its constitution in 1875. Located between Hawaii and New Zealand, Tonga consists of approximately 170 islands. It is home to a variety of bird species, including the red shining parrot and the blue-crowned lory, considered by some to be among the most beautiful birds in the Pacific. Tonga has a number of marine reserves as well as two national parks. The Eua National Park is 450 hectares of pristine tropical rainforest and home to numerous types of exotic birds. Mount Talau National Park contains the flying fox, which is actually a large fruitarian bat. May the pure-hearted Tongan people enjoy a splendid Independence Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, the vegan diet increases in popularity in the United Arab Emirates. We will wipe the dog and let him in. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more happy news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lively news for a vibrant world. In Veg News, a United Arab Emirates news media highlights the many benefits of the plant-based diet. The National, an English language publication of Abu Dhabi, featured an article on the growing popularity and health advantages of the animal-free diet. It presented Ms. Lina Al Abbas, the creator of the Vegans in Dubai Facebook page and founder of Earth-Friendly Zen Beauty Lounge. She explained how many traditional Arabic dishes are actually plant-based. These include hummus, motabel, tabbouleh, fattoush, and falafel, and those made with lentils and vine leaves. Statements by organizations such as American Dietetic Association supporting the suitability of the cruelty-free diet for all age groups were also cited. Furthermore, readers were assured that veg foods are easily available both in grocery stores and restaurants of the Emirates. And many thanks, The National, for providing your readers with life-enhancing information. May all citizens of the United Arab Emirates and beyond enjoy the delectable earth-saving vegan diet for optimum well-being.
Let's now join in laughter with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai and titled, Very Experienced Indeed.
I don't know what to do. My wife hasn't spoken to me for 2 months now. I bought her flowers and left her lovey-dovey notes, but she just ignored them all. You think I should do something more?
Like what?
Like, buy her jewelry and waiting on her till she shows signs of forgiveness?
No. Why? Just go out. Enjoy yourself. Use that money to buy yourself nice stuff. Watch TV to your heart's content. And if she doesn't come around, you can try the ultimate.
What ultimate?
You make her jealous. You go out with another woman.
Are you serious?
Try it. I did many times.
Okay, I will, since you seem to be very experienced in marriage.
Sure am, after 7 times divorce.
And now for our viewers' hotline on It's a Zebra, It's a Horse, No, It's an Okapi, on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Okapi are beautiful, removed from the United States.
Gentle Brahmu, nice to hear from you. The herbivorous okapi is a marvelous wonder of our world, surely deserving to live in joy and peace. May God bless you and all the kind-hearted people of the United States with inner tranquility and grace.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you always be protected by heaven's munificent love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Algeria's president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, officially launches the country's much-anticipated underground metro system in the capital city, Algiers, with thousands who arrived on opening day to enjoy the speedy new transportation.
Belgium's political parties announced plans to become the fourth European country after Germany, Switzerland and Italy to shut down existing nuclear power stations with hopes of switching entirely to alternative energy sources by 2020.
Xinhua News reports that the Chinese government is allocating more than $250 million to restore over 40 Tibetan cultural relics and construct three new city museums, as well as expand the Tibet Museum for the greater appreciation of the public.
Canadian pop music star Justin Bieber pledges on the popular US talk show Ellen to match vegan show host Ellen DeGeneres' $100,000 donation that is benefiting the primarily homeless students of Whitney Elementary School in Nevada, USA, with a live Christmas performance also scheduled in December.
Australian scientists discovered that the rapid and safe flight of birds through narrow corridors is achieved through a remarkable ability to sense the speed of images flowing by on both sides, with this finding likely to boost improved design of pilotless aircrafts as well as bird-safe buildings and windmills.
In an interview with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, vegan bodybuilder Ms. Amanda Reister describes how she trimmed body fat and increased her energy levels through a switch to the plant-based lifestyle, along with acquired vegan superpowers that include a 327-kilogram leg extension lift.
Alexis, or Vietnamese artist Nguyen Van Ho, is commended for his carved gemstone dragon statue, measuring 3.67 meters in length and weighing 1,548 kilograms, as he becomes the first from his country to gain entry into the Asia Book of Records with the longest carved from one piece of stone.
This year's Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought honors Tunisia's Mohamed Bouazizi posthumously, as well as Egyptian blogger Asma Mahfouz, Libyan activist Ahmed al-Zubair, Ahmed al-Sanusi, and Syrians Razan Zeytouneh and Ali Farzat for their contributions to democratic change in the Arab world.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.